The Port of Vancouver Commission voted unanimously today to approve a lease for a controversial oil terminal. Two companies have proposed building a terminal at the port that could one day move up to 380,000 gallons of crude oil a day from trains to ships on the Columbia River. Commissioners heard from dozens of project opponents at a workshop Monday night. Many said they were worried about an oil spill and damage to the environment from oil use after it passes through the Port of Vancouver. Commissioner Brian Wolf says he had serious concerns about the safety of the project after a runaway oil train exploded and killed dozens of people in rural Quebec. Then, before the vote, the Tesoro Savage Terminal developers agreed to add safety requirements to its lease with the port. That chat made all the difference for Wolf.
They can't operate until we approve their safety plan, which will include an emergency response plan. So that started to turn me around.
Wolf says the project still needs a state environment review. It requires approval from the governor's office. That process will take at least a year.